Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know how we do it. We are coming in talking about football, NFL football, on Monday night, made for football. We are talking about football. It's almost Thanksgiving, y'all. And we don't do the show or the game during the game, but we do have a game going on right now with Monday Night Football Neat. You know how we do it right around this time. Like I said, we're going to talk about Week 12, Week 13. Action, like I said, Monday night right now. You know, we like to start off with these headlines on the show. You know, talk about the latest news. Like I said, we're going to talk about Week 12. The only thing left to wrap up Week 12 is this Monday night game. We have a game on Monday Night Football. You know, we have Baltimore got out to an early lead. It looks like the Rams were about to score. Baltimore nothing early. And we're going to wrap up Week 12 before we get too far into the show. But, Nick, I'm so excited about football. It's Thanksgiving. I'm so excited. I'm about to eat, cook some turkey. I'm about to eat these pumpkin pies. See all these pies, the macaroni and cheeses for everybody's house, potatoes, mashed potatoes, and the devil eggs, man. All
right, man. First of all,
Potatoes. I'm sick of tiny and potatoes.
But anyway, yeah, I'm excited for Thanksgiving. I cannot wait. I'm going to be getting back ready for some turkey. But actually, you know, I want to fry a turkey. I still haven't tried a fried turkey. 30 years old, I haven't tried a fried turkey. But I definitely want some of that. But you know, my mac and cheese, homemade mac and cheese. You know, love it. I love it just thinking about it right now. Mac and cheese with that extra sharp cheddar cheese on there. And then what else I like? That's gonna be good. Green's good as well. So when it comes to the desserts, just give me anything. Chocolate. I'm not a pie guy. I'm not a pudding guy. I'm not really a guy. Unless it's chocolate. But yeah, we're talking about food, man. I'm getting hungry, Root.
I want some pie, man. And you know what else? I want some football, bro. So, man, let's just get right into this football, man. Going back to the week. Thursday Night Football, and we both saw what we thought. Nick, did you think it was a fiasco? I thought it was a fiasco. On that Browns Steelers fight, you know, the Browns play the Steelers again in Week 13. We're not sure about Mason Rudolph yet for that contest. He did get benched in Week 12. We will talk about that later in the show. But I did want to update people from the fallout from the Browns and the Steelers fight. One of the hottest topics out here on the streets in the NFL. Myles Garrett is out for the rest of the year. Free Myles Garrett, y'all. He's suspended for the rest of the year if the Browns make the playoffs, which is still a possibility at 5-6. We'll talk about that later in the show, how they got there. He will probably be out for that, but his indefinite suspension was upheld by the league and also by the league representatives with the appeal, which after I think the racial implications got brought into it, is not acceptable. Had a chance to mark suspension reduced from 3 to 2 games. Then we also have Mason Rudolph. You know, he well, let's talk about Larry Ogunjobi first. He had a 1-game suspension. He served his 1-game suspension. He's out against the Dolphins. Mason Rudolph played against the Bengals, played bad. He got benched. He's a backup quarterback, folks. Breaking news, his punishment, his fines, his because he's a backup quarterback. He got fined $50,000, but he's a backup quarterback. Nick, I want to talk about Kaepernick. I know it was a week ago. What do you think? Do you think that Kaepernick has above a 1%, over or under 1% chance of Kaepernick playing the league again? Remember, don't forget about the fiasco. He had a tryout in Atlanta, Atlanta facilities, relocated it to a place about, I guess, about an hour north of Atlanta for the tryout. So that he could, I don't know, he could have receivers that he wanted to throw in and didn't have signed some kind of agreement that he didn't want to sign. So he had scouts go from 25 to 8 scouts. Do you think that Kaepernick, again, especially after this year, which most people thought it would be anyway before you get a chance, will have a chance to play in the league again, Neat?
That's a good question. I mean, it only takes one team to sign this guy, you know, based off the workout. From what I saw, he looked decent. But it's a workout. You know what I'm saying? I can't get hyped on a workout. All I remember when he last played, he was average at best, you know. So is he better than Mason Rudolph? I think so. Is he better than Hodges, the other Steelers backup quarterback? I think so. Yeah, I think Kaepernick should get another shot. But for an NFL franchise team, I think they're leery of signing him. I think they're leery of signing him because of, you know, the media, the public backlash, whatever. But no, I think Kaepernick should get another shot. But like I said, it's not up to me. Me and you both agree, probably should get another shot. But it's up to one of the NFL franchise teams. I mean, are they willing to take on this guy? On the fact that he could kneel again, you know, during the national anthem. So you have to keep that in mind. And, you know, the media is going to harp on that. You sign the guy and he's kneeling again. Come on, you know. So, you know, a lot of people look at that as disrespect. You know, so we'll see. I mean, like I said, it's not up to me. It's up to one of these 32 NFL franchises.
Neat, but you know good and dang well, bro. Nobody's going to sign Kaepernick at this point, man. He's not getting back in the NFL. His workout, I can say how good or how bad it was, but I think it was just the fact that he made the point to make it some kind of spectacle on top of a spectacle. It already was that, you know, NFL teams, I don't need the drama. It happened. There's no question if he's better than some backup quarterbacks or even third-string quarterbacks for teams that carry him. But they don't want that drama. They're not about that drama. I thought about for my better than Garrett Gilbert. I think he's our quarterback, our backup quarterback's name behind Baker. Of course he is, but Garrett Gilbert don't need no drama. There's no extra above. You get what you came for, what you pay for. A guy in the worst scenario comes in. You know, you don't hear about him other than that. So we don't hear about quarterbacks. Part of it. But the other part is Kaepernick, you know, definitely had a little bit of additional, you know, circus atmosphere around his aura, you know, around, you know, so for teams to shy away from him. I can't even be mad at that. Well, Kaepernick, no, it's been 3 years since he played in the league. That'd be for anybody would even consider. It's over. That's what you're talking. All right, let's go to Twitter, man. I don't know if we're going to wrap up these scores. Let's go straight to 12. We already. I don't know if this was in there or not. Anything that Houston was what is the case, but now we didn't talk about that. Houston losing that game to Houston, the Texans won 20-7. Houston is a tough day. Well, I lost to Baltimore. Next game was Tampa Bay beating the Atlanta Falcons. Tampa Bay Buccaneers beating Atlanta 35-22. Buffalo in week 12 just yesterday, 20-3, Buffalo over the Broncos. Buffalo goes to 8-3 of the year. They are having a great season. They are in the 5-5 base for the playoffs that started right now in the AFC. Chicago over the New York Giants, 19-14. That's right. Trubisky and crew gets it done. Neeks, New York Giants could not get the job done. Pittsburgh beat Cincy, but only with the lift of Duck Hodges coming off the bench, 16-10. This was a poo-poo bowl. That's right. I said it. Mason Rudolph benched after trailing Cincinnati in this game. I look at Mason Rudolph as a skinhead. Cleveland whooped up on Dolphins.
Hold on, man. I know I did not just heard you say that, man. Why you got to call him that, man? There's some people out there could be offended by that right now, man. The skinhead nation, man. I'm just saying,
off,
you want to say you call him that?
You
want
to
call him that? But listen,
hold on,
man. Let's put it like this. We don't know what was said. Evidently.
I heard he called him Aunt Jemima.
Okay, listen, we don't, man, you know what he said? Listen, we don't know what was said. Something got him worked up, seriously. And I really think, I believe it could have been a racial slur.
He called him a coon monkey.
Okay.
He said, get back of this bus, boy. He said, we got Jerome Bettis for the Steelers in the back, get in the back of the bus.
Man, that's a sentence. He ain't say no sentence. Like, he was on his back. But shut up, man. Rude, man. Anyway, no, what I'm saying is,
he called him Uncle Ben.
Something was said because I can't see anybody just going to yank off for no reason and swing it at him. I mean, I know he was charging him, but just hit somebody with a helmet. So, I don't know the history of Myles Garrett. I don't know the history of we're not going to go there because you don't know him like that. We don't know how he was in high school. We don't have a psychological report on him. So, no, if he holds the record for FISS high school. So, we don't know anything about Myles Garrett, but it could have been something. We don't know what he said. He said, so we don't know. We'll see.
No, that's not right, Nick. I think it was clearly what happened in that whole skirmish, Nick. I'm going to go back to Mason Rudolph was benched. He's a backup quarterback. He's a backup quarterback again. Cleveland rolled over Miami in a 41-24. Jarvis Landry said, hey, bitch, you're back. He went back to, playing against Miami, which is 14. Jarvis Landry said, for years in the league. He had two touchdowns in this game. Baker Mayfield, 3 passing touchdowns and 1 interception. Again, Cleveland rolls in 41-24. Chubb over 100 yards again. He does his thing. You know how Chubb is down. We got a few more scores to get to, like New Orleans. Carolina had a situation. I think they missed the field goal today, Monique. And New Orleans said, hey, we ain't doing that ish. When we ball late game, we got that magic that we put down here down in the end hole for show. And when they got the ball, they knew they was the skull. They ain't win by 4, but they won by 3. It rhymed, even if you didn't know, my knee. But whatever, man. Hey, all I know is New Orleans won 34-31 over Carolina. This was a good game, though. You know, it came down to a Kyle Allen competed. I don't know how Carolina's feeling about the new season right now, but I know about it because they really competed in this one. Really be able to go, you know, blow for blow with, New Orleans, who's the cream of the crop in this division. I mean, I think they got to feel good about that. Now, on the other hand, Oakland, your Oakland Raiders, Nick, against the Jets. Bro, y'all lost 34-3. I mean, y'all lost 34-3, Nick. I mean, I talked about the last game, 34-31. Carolina's an upstart team with Kyle Allen at quarterback. Nick, y'all are a team that's challenging for the playoffs. Y'all are what? Are y'all 6-6? I can't remember y'all record. I mean, something like that. Yeah, you know, around 6-5. What? I don't know. But Nick, you guys struggled in this game against the New York Jets and Sam Darnold. I mean, why did he put a can up on y'all? Y'all only scored 3 points, 34-3. Explain your Oakland Raiders.
There's nothing to explain other than the didn't show up. Like our defensive tackle Jonathan Hankins stated, we got our ass kicked. I mean, that's pretty much what happened, which I don't understand because most analysts, most people thought this would be a trap game. You got a West Coast team coming to the East Coast. I'm not going to make excuses. The Raiders, if you look at their history against the New York Jets in New York, they have struggled mightily. It's not been good. But the Raiders should have showed up in this game, competed. I understand there were a lot of numerous drops. Tyrell Woods had a big drop. The defense, there's still a lot of deficiencies on the defense side of we're year two, a 3-year rebuild before we go to Vegas. Yes, to me, I think we're ahead of schedule a little bit because we're 6-5 right now. I didn't expect us to be six and five right now. So there's no excuses. We just got our ass kicked yesterday. That's the bottom line. We're going to Kansas City this week. They're going to get their ass kicked again and be 6-6 still. Mathematically, still in the race, but they're done because they played Tennessee after, then they play the Jags. It's a wrap. They got the run. So, on that note, finish up week 12, man. Let's win the week 13.
It's a couple more games. I'm going to wrap these up, Nick. You're a little anxious. You like jumpy and shit. I don't like that, bro. Like, I'm going to go through these games real quick. But don't rush me, man. I'm gonna do this shit. Oh, what time? I'm gonna do this in about 5 minutes, bro. Because you understand, man, like this game is going on right now. Can I get a score update on that? Check the internet, bro. 14-3. I thought I was sure that the Rams were gonna score a touchdown. But right now, Monday Night Football, Ravens up 14-3. I need the Ravens to lose this game. I'm be honest, I'm partial, bro. But we're gonna go through the rest of these scores because Seattle's the team that's in the playoff hunt right now. What is Seattle? 8-3 after winning this game against Philadelphia, Unique? 9-2, excuse me. So Seattle wins this one 17-9 over Philadelphia. Seattle is, 9-2. They're on a roll. Russell Wilson, candidate for MVP. Philadelphia, Carson Wentz, he's got none of his weapons. Nobody's healthy. Carson Wentz is struggling. He's seeing ghosts like Sam Darnold. I mean, maybe they're just on the East Coast. I mean, maybe they're just on the eastern part of the seaboard. But what I'm telling you is 20-3 right now, Baltimore over the Rams. Update. And this one's Philadelphia again. Carson Wentz not looking good. 17-9, a winner in this one. Philadelphia goes to 5-6 on the season. Detroit lost to Washington. Detroit 3-7-1, I believe. Am I wrong? I think that's the record. Washington in this one, I think they improved 2-9. That's terrible. I mean, but they got Haskins at helm. Don't forget about you want to mention that. I don't think we mentioned that earlier. We think about Nick Haskins not knowing that there was time left on the clock and that he, didn't get in for the victory formation. So that just shows he's a loser, right?
Yeah, it just shows the immaturity. I mean, he's excited because he's finally starting and he actually got a victory. He didn't really do too much in the game. I'm going to put it like that. Yeah, Haskins, I called you out. I'm a New York Giants fan. I'm still happy with the Danny Jones pick over you. I'm not going to lie on that. He was just so happy that they got a victory. The Redskins are fortunately 2-9. I don't get it, Haskins, why you would take a selfie with a fan. Hopefully the Redskins organization will fine you for that and fine you $100,000. That'd be a great fine.
All right. So, you definitely got to have awareness of what the game situation is, man. And he didn't have that at that time. So he went and started on season. Trying to do, pictures with grandpas of other people. But that's not what time that was. You got to do the victory formation. So as they said, he didn't want to do the victory formation. Maybe he's a loser. But I'm not a big Haskins. We'll see. You need one year of protection at Ohio State. We're on Jacksonville, Tennessee. Jacksonville obviously has Foles starting quarterback now. Tennessee has factor here. Tannehill starting quarterback. Tennessee wins this one 42-20. Derrick Henry ran for 14 carries, 159 yards, 2 TDs. Derrick Henry is just in balling. Alabama running backs, man, physical. Mark Ingram type thing, man, where they're coming on camera and just mesmerizing you with their guile. All right, Dallas and New England. New England won in a bully ball type of football, 13-9. Bully ball is what's in. New England won this one. Just saying my defense is going to just limit your offense, which is supposed to be all world. Zeke didn't run for 100, so on and so forth. You know what it was. That's the effect. Monday Night Football, Green Bay got lambasted, 37-8. San Francisco, no, it's not a fluke. San Francisco been doing this all year. San Francisco is what, 10-1? Am I correct there? 10-1 for San Francisco, 37-8 in the victory. Monday Night Football going on right now. What is it, 21-3. Baltimore over the Rams. Baltimore is large and in charge and ahead of the AFC North, one of the top teams for, I think, 2 seed in the AFC, period. And, Nick, I'm going to give it to you. We got Week 13 coming up. We got Monday Night Football coming on. Do you want to do Monday Night Football scores? I know Baltimore is favored by 3.5 in this one. Baltimore is a 3.5-point favorite. Nick getting a little bit of sound. We're probably going to get sued, but that's cool. Nick, I'm going to tell you what. I got Baltimore winning this one. I actually had in a close game. You said Baltimore is up 21-3. I actually have Baltimore winning this one 28-23 even before the game. What do you think, Nick? You want to give a prediction? Let's move on to Week 13.
All right. Ravens, I had them winning this game 31-24. All right. Week 13, Thanksgiving Day. We have 5-6 Chicago at Detroit, 3-7-1. Keys to victory for Chicago. You got to pound the rookie, David Montgomery. Get him going in this game. Get him about 25 carries. Got to get after Jeff Driscoll, who is filling
Jeff
in
Driscoll
for injured Matthew Stafford. Keep him in the pocket because Driscoll can use his leg, get outside the pocket for Detroit. Keep getting better with Driscoll. I mean, Driscoll, this is your team pretty much for the rest of the season. It sounds like they are going to shut down Stafford for the rest of the year, get him ready for 2020. Get the ball to the outside to your playmakers and Marvin Jones, Kenny Galladay. And, yeah, and then that defense line for Detroit should dominate, should get after Chicago offensive line that is banged up. With I think Leonard's going to miss this game, the Bears left tackle. And no, actually, Bobby Maskey has a high ankle sprain. He's going to miss this game as well. He's going to be out for weeks. I said, I might have to go with Chicago in this game just because Detroit struggled mightily with the Washington Redskins. Detroit, who they are who their record shows they are, 3-7-1. I'm going to take Chicago in this game, 20-17.
Hey, Neat, don't be fooled, man. In this game, man, when Detroit plays on Thanksgiving, you know what it is, bro. You done had plenty of turkey comas, and that early game at 12:30, like this game is set to be, Chicago 5-6 against Detroit 3-7-1. You know you done had that turkey coma either to start then or in the early game or in the late game or in the middle game, excuse me, at 4:30 since they had the NFL Network games. So you know you're going to take some kind of you know, Thanksgiving turkey nap. And if you need a plate, bro, I got you, because my turkey about to be on point this year. I ain't got the dark turkey, but I got that light-skinned turkey. So you know what? In this one, man, it ain't no light-skinned quarterbacks to take. I don't know. It's kind of weird. But I got Chicago in this one for sure, man, because of that defense snap out of it against Detroit, who've been struggling again. They haven't been doing too much in the division or outside of it. Chicago at 5-6, you know, I look for Khalil Mack in that defense to bring a little pressure against Driscoll, who's really a backup, and win this one 23-17 in the early game.
All right, second slate of games on Thursday, Turkey Day. We have Buffalo's 8-3 going on the road against Dallas, who is 6-5. Dallas on the season has not beaten a winning team yet. And this is supposed to be America's team. That's what kills me. I always ask these Cowboys fans every week. It's just so funny how you guys are America's team, but you can't beat a winning team. That is just hilarious to me. But we'll see. Maybe they could do it this Thursday. Bills coming in pretty hot right now. Keys for Buffalo in this game. They're going to have to cover very well. We already know that. Dallas offense, they like to spread you out. They have a plethora of weapons with Cobb, Cooper, and Gallup over there. So they're going to have to cover well. Also, they're going to have to get pressure on Dak Prescott, keep him in the pocket, and they're going to have to stop Zeke Elliott, keep him from running the ball, actually gaining big gains in this game. Keys for Dallas, pocket. We know Josh Allen likes to run around, make plays, and they're going to have to cover John Brown. John Brown has actually been balling this season. Last few weeks had over 100 receiving yards each of those games. So they're going to have to keep him in the pocket, and they're going to have to just pound the ball at this Bills defense. And I'm looking for I want to take the Bills so bad in this game, but I think the Cowboys are going to win at home in this game because they're tired of hearing that they're America's team, but they have not beaten a winning team. So I think the Cowboys finally get their first victory against a winning team this season, 31-28.
Nick, you're stupid. Follow your instincts, bro. Come on now. You know these Bills, this Bills defense, bro, it's been on it. Come on, man. You believing in that? Did you see what the Cowboys put on the field against the Patriots? I know it was wet. I know it was rainy. I told you about that score. Was it like 13-9? Are them Cowboys going to come out to play? The Bills are they're probably the first wild card team in the AFC in the playoffs. So other than the Browns game, I think the Bills have shown me everything I needed to see from this team. They play that good defense. It's almost like, I hate to bring this up, the Steelers against the Browns. The Steelers are a good team, except for when they play the Browns, because you know what? That good defense stuff, when you have a team that actually has a very good offense with a lot of talented players, that defense doesn't look so good, you know? So what I'm saying is the Bills going against, I wouldn't say an inferior opponent, but the Cowboys, even though they're ranked as the number one offense, they haven't been looking that good. I don't know if you noticed that. Ezekiel Elliott's not looking as fast. He's not looking as explosive. Amari Cooper's not looking as explosive. Randall Cobb is just a regular slot receiver. Michael Gallup is nothing more than a 30-50 catch kind of guy. This 4:30 game is the best game of the day, no question. I'm watching my Buffalo Bills, my mama's Buffalo Bills, because I'm going to eat some of the stuff that my mama showed me how to make watching this Buffalo Bills at Dallas Cowboys game. And hey, maybe I don't like America's team, but I like the teams that I like. These Buffalo Bills are the type of team that I like, despite Josh Allen, who I'm not a big fan of, but he does have a lot of talent. And he is mobile. He can make things happen. I got Buffalo winning this one at 8-3, 31-20 over the 6-5 Dallas Cowboys. Neek, the late game, 8:20 on Thanksgiving is New Orleans against Atlanta. Don't forget, Neek, that Atlanta beat New Orleans a couple weeks ago. What do you think on this one, Neek? Atlanta's only 3-8 on the year, but like I said, they do have one of those three victories against New Orleans on the season.
Yeah, I think the Saints, they remember that game from a couple weeks ago. Saints are 9-2. They're not going to lose this game. I know Marshawn Lattimore, I think he's still out. I think he's out for a couple more weeks. That Saints secondary did struggle mightily yesterday against that Panthers. I think Kyle Allen threw for 3 touchdowns in that game. I know my boy DJ Moore had over 100 receiving yards against that Saints secondary, which is supposed to be one of the best, but they struggled mightily yesterday. Keys for the Saints in this game. Breeze just needs to continue to attack a weak Falcons secondary. If the Falcons can't get any pressure on Breeze, it's a wrap. Michael Thomas should have a 10-plus catch game in this game, probably about over 100 receiving yards. I look for Alvin Kamara and Latavius Murray to run the ball very well in this game as well. For New Orleans, they're also the secondary is going to have to cover well, because we know the Falcons have a nice little trio of wide receivers. They got this guy named Rage who's coming on as well in the slot position. And really, he needs to step it up, get the ball to really get him going as well. But I just think the Saints are on a mission. They're pissed off. Sean Payton has showed them film of this loss a couple weeks ago. That offensive line struggled to block and struggled to block for Drew Brees. I think New Orleans is going to win this game 34-21.
All right, Nick. I got New Orleans winning this one 41-21. What did you say, 41-31? Or you said 41-21? Same score? All right. You did? What are you saying? How many points are they going to score, Nate? How many points are Atlanta going to score?
24.
41-24. Nick doesn't know anymore. It's going to be a blowout. It's going to be a blowout. New Orleans is going to be Atlanta this one, because Atlanta did whoop up on New Orleans and really upset them a couple weeks ago. I don't think that's going to happen again. Let's go to next Sunday, man, because after Thursday, man, we're going to be all full on turkey and football and turkey leftovers, and we're going to be watching Michigan Ohio State. We're going to be like, ah! But on that Sunday, man, you know, day after Michigan Ohio State, which is like a national holiday for us around here in the Midwest, we have the New York Jets going against the Cincinnati Bengals. Neek, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this game because it's whack. The Cincinnati Bengals are 0-11. The New York Jets are 4-7. New York Jets been on a roll. I think they're running about 3 straight, haven't they? I guess Sam Darnold doesn't have any kissing diseases or any other infectious diseases right now because he's balling. But the New York Jets will win this one 27-13 over the 0-11 Bengals to make the 0-12. I love you, Bengals. My little brothers.
Yeah, the thing with the Bengals is right now their secondary is in shambles. They're beat up. Sam Darnold should have a big game in this game, throwing for about 350 yards. Key for the Bengals, Andy Dalton returns in this game because Zach Taylor knows in his first season as head coach of the Bengals, this could be his only season. He needs to get a victory. So that's why he's going back to Andy Dalton. He didn't see enough in Ryan Finley. But I'm going to put it like this. Ryan Finley, hey, you're playing on a bad team. You look decent. You try to bring these Bengals back. But, hey, hopefully you'll get another shot in the near future. Remains to be seen. But Jets should win this game. I look for Jamal Adams to have about a couple picks in this game, maybe a couple sacks as well, because he has been the defensive MVP for this team. Jets get their 4th straight victory. They'll win this game 27-10. All right, let's move right along. We have the Browns at the Steelers, 5-6 Browns at the 6-5 Steelers. I'm gonna put it like this. This is Hodges. He's gonna be the starting quarterback this game. Yes, it hasn't been announced, but Mike Tomlin knows he's probably gonna have to go with Hodges because he gives him a spark. Rudolph just has too many turnovers going on. He was turnover machine a couple weeks ago against the Browns in that Thursday night game. Keys for the Steelers in this game. Hodges gonna have to take his shots. Yes, we know Washington had a big play in against the Bengals yesterday, the 79-yard touchdown. He's got to do it against this Browns secondary that's going to be missing Morgan Burnett and Demaryius Randle. I know he's going to be playing, but he's been banged up. But they're going to have to stop Benny Snell. Browns need to watch out for Benny Snell, the running back for the Steelers. Had 21 carries, 98 rushing yards. I know these Browns defense is fired up. Root, I sent you that tweet earlier where you see your boy was a Sheldon Richardson. He fired up about playing these Pittsburgh Steelers.
Nah, that's not even just these Pittsburgh Steelers, bro. Come on, man. You know what it is. Don't even play them games, man. You already know what time it is. For these Browns, you know, we're going against these Steelers. First of all, I wanted to mention the update in the Monday Night Football game. It's 21-6. The Ravens, you know, they're basically establishing, hey, you know, we want to separate ourselves in this division. But for the Browns, come on. 6-5, the Steelers. The Browns, 5-6. The Browns are clearly the better team. Did you see? Sheldon Richardson said it best. He said, reporters asked him. They asked Sheldon Richardson. They said, do you want Mason Rudolph to play? He said, I don't care. And he said, yeah. Did you see that first game? Did you see how he played? Did anybody see how he played by me? He threw 4 interceptions. Mason Rudolph, we want you to start. Duck Rodgers, I don't care. I don't know what your name is. Come on, Duck Rodgers. Duck Hodges. Duck Johnson. Come on, Jackson. Bring on Mason Rudolph. Bring your sick and your poor and your tired. Bring your second and your third and your fourth string quarterbacks. We still got guys that are hurt the QB. We will damage your ego, man. Get psychedelic out here if you want to with our defensive line, because Sheldon Richardson is getting multiple sacks, and Joe Sobert will intercept you, and he'll analyze your mind like a mad scientist, man. He went to Wisconsin. And that's my way out, far out moment for the day. The linebackers, the defensive line, trying to get Ogunjobi on your ass if you Mason Rudolph.
All right, man. That's enough of that.
Browns win this one, man.
All right, yeah, I got the Browns win this game. I'm going to say 21-10. 2-9, Washington at 5-6, Carolina. Keys for Washington this game, Haskins. He's going to have to elevate your game week in and week out. I understand that you're a rookie, but each week it's all about getting better, finishing out this 2019 season on a high note, getting ready to be the starter in 2020. Redskins need to get guys going, pound the ball with him, get the ball to their only playmaker, McLaurin, the rookie. I'm looking forward to that matchup with McLaurin versus Dante Jackson, the all-pro cornerback for the Carolina Panthers. That should be a fun, exciting matchup to watch. And for the Panthers, it's all about getting the ball to Christian McCaffrey. Just keep pounding him. Get the ball to DJ Moore, who's been looking solid last week. I mean, actually on Sunday had over 100 receiving yards. And they just need to get after Dwayne Haskins. This defense line should be eating a lot in this game. Redskins offense line, one of the worst in the league. I think Brian Burns should have a couple sacks. My boy Gerald McCoy should also have a couple sacks as well. I'm going to take Carolina in this game. I'm going to say Carolina wins this game 28-10.
Hey, I got this quick on this one. Carolina's at 5-6 on the year. Washington at 2-9. Washington obviously got a key victory last week, you know, in which that, you know, Haskins didn't know that the last play was taking place without him. So, you know, in this one, I got Kyle Allen being a little bit more composed, a veteran as compared to Haskins. 24-13. Don't forget about McCaffrey, the McCaffrey effect. And I don't feel like Washington has that weapon outside of McLaurin. So, you know, look for Washington to continue to do what they do. Carolina continue to do what they do. Still compete in the NFC. Try to, you know, make it interesting for the playoffs. Carolina do that with Kyle Allen and Washington to take the L.
All right, 8-3, Green Bay travels to take on my 2-9 Giants. For the Giants, I don't care no more. Season's over with. Just tank for Chase Young. Pat Shurmur needs to go. I can't stand them. I'm sick and tired of these assistant coaches who are good assistants. should not be head coach. And I'm tired of Giants going back to talking about we need to get people coming here to do it the Giants way, to understand the Giant way. Nope, nope, nope. That's over with. F Day's over with. We need to bring in some new young faces in there. Lincoln Riley, come on up from Oklahoma. Come on up to the pros. Coach my Giants next year. That's what I'm begging for. But the Giants going to lose this game. Packers are coming off being embarrassed on Sunday Night Football. Look for Packers to win this game 34-20.
Neat. Now, you know y'all going to get your ass whooped in this game now. Just like the 2-9 Washington, I'm going to say their team name because I don't like what Daniel Snyder didn't, you know, go back and change their name. Maybe they could have been the Natives, the Washington Natives. But I don't like the name. I think it's offensive. Washington going to get that ass whooped just like the Giants, which I don't have no problem with that name. They're going to get their ass whooped by the Packers. Even though the name's cool, they still going to get that ass whooped. That's your team. The Giants need. They 2-9. They have the same record. They're in the same division. The Packers gonna be mad because they got their ass whooped. You know, I'm Sunday Night Football last night against the 49ers. They gonna win this one 31-20 over the Giants. Neek, I'm gonna move right along to this Tampa Bay Jacksonville game. Both teams are 4-7. I actually think this is a good game. I didn't really put down a score for this game, so I'm just going off the top of the head. I actually think Tampa Bay is gonna win this game. Jacksonville looks good. As long as it ain't one of Jameis's weeks to throw a whole bunch of interceptions, I see Tampa Bay winning this one 31-27 over Jacksonville. Nick Foles, he doesn't really give them the common effect that, you know, I would say that Michigan gave him.
Yeah, the bottom line is this. Which defensive line will dominate more? If the Jags can't put any pressure on Jameis Winston and force him to turnovers, it's a wrap. But Tampa Bay, I love what they're doing offensively with, you know, Jameis Winston and Chris Godwin last week. I'm mad because I should have taken Godwin in fantasy. I didn't. I almost had 200 receiving yards. And it's funny because it's like every week when you look at the Bucs box score, it's either Mike Evans almost 200 receiving yards or it's almost Godwin with 200 receiving yards, which could have happened yesterday. But I'm going to go with Tampa Bay in this game. It's going to be a shootout. I'm going to say Tampa Bay wins this game 34-21. A quick score update. Ravens just scored 28-6 right now, heading into halftime. It's a wrap for the Rams. Rams season is over with. It's a wrap. They're done. Game of the week, which we're moving right into, is going to be the 49ers at the Baltimore Ravens next week. You might say the Ravens are going to be 9-2 after this Monday night victory. Keys for the 49ers in this game: Jimmy G cannot turn the ball over. No turnovers, Jimmy G. No turnovers, Jimmy G. Once again, no turnovers, Jimmy G. 49ers, yeah, you're going to have to put pressure on Lamar Jackson, but you can't let him get out and start scrambling. Joey Bosa, I hope you're listening right now because he can't get no pressure. It's a wrap. And then for the Ravens, don't change anything on offense. Block Bosa. You got to block him and D Ford. I don't know if Ford's going to play in this game, but I'm going to go ahead and go with Baltimore at home 27-24.
This is going to be a big game. So you got Baltimore 27-24. I don't know, man. Can we bet on this game, bro? Let's do a game of the week. Can we bet something on this game? We won't disclose what we're gonna bet. You want to bet on this game? You got Baltimore on this one. Baltimore is gonna be 9-2. San Francisco's 10-1. Neek, I got put down a score 30-24 this game. I didn't know Baltimore was gonna win. Looks like they're gonna win in blowout fashion. Monday Night Football. You know, it's a big win for Baltimore. Big up to them. You know, they got this division, the AFC North, wrapped down. You know, lockdown. I agree with that right now. You know, hey, Lamar Jackson, I'm a fan myself, man. This man, the way this man handled his business, but Neek, you trying to do this? You trying to do this bet? You trying to bet on this game, bro? Are you trying to bet on this game? No. Okay, so Neek, you not trying to take Baltimore, because I swear I will take San Francisco at 10-1 against 9-2 Baltimore. Well, Neeks don't want to do it. We still got the 4 o'clock games. We got a couple more games to get through. The LA Rams, Arizona Cardinals. Neek, you sure you don't want to bet that game? All right. LA Rams, Arizona Cardinals. LA Rams looks like they're going to be 6-5 after losing to Baltimore. Well, there's still some time left, folks. So don't quote us on that. But the Rams look like they're gonna be 6-5 going against the Cardinals. Cardinals 3-7-1. I got the Rams winning this one, 28-27. Nick, let's run through these 4 o'clock games. Rams again, 28-27, probably 6-5 coming this one against the 3-7-1 Arizona Cardinals and Kyler Murray.
All right, I'm gonna take the Rams in this game, just because they got embarrassed on Monday Night Football. Rams should win this game. I'm gonna say 30-27. But Rude, man, how can we move into 4 o'clock games? We got so many 1 o'clock games we haven't finished, man. Philadelphia, Miami. I'm taking Eagles in that game. Eagles gonna blow them out in this game. I'm gonna say 27-3. Tennessee at Indianapolis. This is gonna be a great game right here. Both teams are running the ball very well. Derrick Henry. I mean, this dude every week is putting up about 150 yards. That's what it looks like. He's running with power, looking like that Heisman back at Alabama a few years ago. Henry's doing this thing. Tennessee is looking like a complete NFL team with Tannehill at the helm doing this thing for the Colts. It's all about trying to get that running game going. We know Max is still going to be out. Williams came in here, did his thing, looked solid. I don't understand why they stopped running the ball with him on Monday Night Football. But for the Colts to win this game, they're going to have to stop Henry, and they're going to have to cover A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown went off, had four catches, actually 135 yards in the touchdown. But I'm going to go with the Titans in this game. I'm going to say Titans win this game 28-24.
Now, Nick, I want to tell you that we do got a couple games to get through on the 4 o'clock hour. You covered the 1 o'clock game to perfection. Let people know what they could do if they bet, and if they want to know what the prediction is, they picking, doing pick them. You know, we'll try to give you a little fantasy love, but sometimes we ain't got enough time for that in the game. But, you know, we talked about one of the 4 o'clock games, talked about the Rams at the Cardinals. Let's go ahead and talk about the Chargers and the Broncos, and then we'll go right into your Oakland Raiders. Let you get a rant on about that and the Chiefs. So as far as this AFC West at 4:25 on Sunday, this weekend after Thanksgiving, we got the L.A. Chargers, 4-7. We got the Denver Broncos at 3-8. And then we got Oakland going to KC. AFC West, all in 4 o'clock slate. Nick, I'm going to tell you to give you scores right now. I got the Chargers 17, Broncos 12. I got the Raiders 20 and the Chiefs 28. Nick, let us know what you think about this AFC West on these 4 o'clock, 4:25 games.
All right. When you look at this Raiders game, I mean, they got embarrassed last week. It's all about which team's going to show up. John Gruden needs to pound this ball to Jacobs. Get him going. I don't give a damn if Jacobs has 20 carries, only 60 yards. He needs 30 carries in this game. Control that clock. That offensive line should dominate that Chiefs defensive line. Push them boys back. Control that clock. I'm talking about 10-minute drives, what the Raiders should have. They should dominate time possession. If they do that, they'll win this game. If they don't, it's a wrap. KC will win. I still believe KC is going to win 31-20. The other game we're looking at, the Chargers at Denver. Yeah, Ramsey coming back this game. I think he's going to impact. Don't need Ramsey because they're playing the Broncos. That Broncos offense last week, I mean, actually on Sunday against the Bills, was pretty terrible. Allen only had 82 yards passing, and Sutton was the leading receiver. One catch, 27 yards. I ain't say two catches. I ain't say 10 catches. He had one catch, 27 yards. That's it. Chargers should be pissed off. They should dominate this game, win this game. I'm going to say Chargers 24-10.
Sunday Night Football, Nick. You go ahead and transition right into that, or I will. New England playing Houston, man. It's an excellent freaking game, man. We love Tom Brady. We both do. Michigan guys, man. We love, the guy out of Clemson, you know, the all-time great out of Clemson, Deshaun Watson, who's playing for Houston and with O'Brien. They're doing their thing. But thing is here, New England's on the street. And Houston's playing some knockout, drag-out football. So what I got here is New England just finding a way to win like they've been doing. There's some veterans and some champions. New England 24. They've only lost the game all year. They won't lose a second. Houston 17. That's what I got in this game on Sunday Night Football, Nick. I'm going to tell you about Monday Night Football, which is Minnesota and Seattle, in just a second. Nick, what do you think about Sunday Night Football?
All right, New England, Belichick's going to have them prepared to shut down Watson. They're going to cover Fuller very well. Hopkins, Gilmore is going to be a hell of a battle. Defensively, Texans are struggling, and Patriots should get their running game on track. Patriots win this game 28-24. Monday night game, Minnesota travels to Seattle. Seattle is tough at home, but They have been struggling there lately at home. Mike Zimmer's going to have these boys fired up in this game. It's a battle of the run game. Which defense going to show up? Clowney, is he going to be back this week? But I'm going to take Seattle at home in a close game, 24-21.
And my son told me Seattle's going to win this one, 34-31. He didn't give me the points, but I think that's what it'll be. So I got Seattle winning this one against Minnesota. Both teams hot and on fire. Cousins doing his thing. This will be a great game. Goodbye. Love you.